This man is your uncle. And his wife is
your aunt.
Okay. And have you always said aunt?
Yeah.
Would you ever say aunt?
Okay, fine.
Before birds lay their eggs, they build
the nest.
Children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at
chairs and desks.
Okay. Before a boy fights, he might clench both his
fists.
Okay. A small insect that bothers you in the summertime, that stings and draws blood, is called a
aunt.
Okay. Or what other kind can you think of?
Mosquito.
Yeah. Okay. Say that one more time because I interrupted you.
Aunt and a mosquito.
Okay. Those white things that float around up in the sky and that rain comes from are called
clouds.
Okay. Right now we are sitting inside your
kitchen.
Well, now the entire
house.
Okay. If a small troublesome animal was getting your chickens at night, but you didn't know exactly what kind of an animal it was, what general word could you use to refer to it? You might say, I'm going to take my shotgun and get rid of that
animal. Awesome. Whatever it is.
Well, what animals? All right, now the second question I was going to ask is, what animals are included? What animals might get your chickens?
The foxes.
Mm-hmm.
Possums.
Mm-hmm.
Minks.
Minks.
Elephant.
Okay. Now, what do you call... I've got just less than a page to go. What do you call a little animal that lives in the ocean and grows to be about 3 or 4 inches long? When we cook it, it curls up and turns pink or orange.
I know what it is, but I've done cold so much crawfish that I can't think of the name of it.
What about shrimp?
Shrimps. Okay. You know what? I don't call nothing but crawfish.
Crawfish, right. I think you were telling me last week about how
your
grandchildren all call them shrimp and you call them crawfish.
Crawfish? I can't stand them.
Oh, I'm allergic to them. I can't eat them either. And what do your grandchildren say when you call them crawfish?
Well, there ain't no crawfish. Them is crap. I said, the crawfish kind of caught them in their mouth and drilled with some fishes, and they laughed at me about it.
Yeah.
But there is crabs, but it is a crawfish. That's a large crawfish.
Right. That's right. Now, if you don't want a wool sweater to draw up when you wash it, you have to use cool water, because hot water will make wool
shrink.
Okay. Now, what am I doing?
Pointing.
Okay. Now, would you count to 20 for me?
My one.
Uh-huh. And if you could sort of speak a little louder.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Oh, could you do it one more time, just a little bit louder, because I didn't see the light blink.
Sure enough.
Uh-huh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Oh, we got it
that time. All right, now the number after 99 is?
100.
And the number after 999 is?
1,000.
Okay, now would you say the days of the week for me?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Thank you. Now would you say the months of the year for me?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January.
No, that's fine.
December.
Okay. Now, I want you to name the various parts of my body as I point to them.
Mm-hmm.
What's this?
Hair.